You don't even notice until it's too late. It starts out innocently enough at first. I smile at you more than usual, my welcoming embrace giving you a strange pulling feeling deep in your navel as my hands wander across your back, lingering just a fraction too long for it to be an accident. But still, you disregard it. The feeling gets harder to ignore as I up the ante, wearing such short skirts in front of you. I start making cute little perverted jokes, hinting at what could be. My genuine compliments come forth in a deep, husky voice, and you never knew you could physically feel a voice stroking across your body. Until now. It hits you hard, and the way your breathing becomes so desperate and labored cannot be ignored for long. You beg me, actually fucking beg me, to stop, to keep going, to touch you. You don't know what you want. But Mommy knows. Mommy always knows exactly what you need. She's so sorry for teasing you all day. My, what a neglectful mama she's been. So selfish. So bad. You broke, and it's all her fault. But she's willing to take full responsibility. But you're a greedy little one, aren't you? Begging so beautifully for my attention. How could I say no to that? Your pleas reach deep into my core and stroke feather-light touches, igniting something urgent inside of me. I take your hand, guide you to our bed, and lay you down lovingly across my lap. It would seem that it is high time that I spoiled my favorite child. Your breath is shaky, your adorable little face flushed, and your lips ache to be filled with me. But you close your eyes as I stroke a comforting hand across your forehead. I'm whispering sweet nothings as I gaze down at you, so content in my lap. But I haven't failed to notice your need down below. I can see you try to hide it, God. You're shifting your legs together, subtly trying to ease your arousal. But my innocent little touches are driving you crazy. If only you weren't too shy to ask for Mommy's special help. If only I hadn't trained you to be so good for me. So obedient. Perhaps I would be able to enjoy the sight of you touching yourself in my lap. I let out a small whine at the thought, my pussy soaking instantly. My hand wanders south across your chest, massaging erotically and slowly, as your breath comes out in short gasps. But still you are stubborn, your eyes screwed shut tight. That just won't do. Your expression as I begin to stroke you through your clothing is priceless. Your eyes fly open and gaze down your own beautiful body as delicious whimpers fill the room. And you slap a hand across your own mouth embarrassed at your high-pitched cries. But I gently prise it away, shushing you in that special way that makes your toes curl and your thighs shake. I want to hear it all. I look down at you writhing against me, your hips bucking against my hand, and your eyes are boring into mine right now, begging me for more in a silent plea. You know Mommy is here to take care of you. In every way. You're so lewd. Your voice climbs the peaks of ecstasy as I delve into your clothing, seeking out your sex and finding it already so wet just for me. Because of me. And you feel my own need rising. But you do something naughty. Something you didn't ask to do. You reach up. My bountiful breasts have been tempting you for too long. And you expose them roughly, watching them bounce above you from your place in my lap. I don't even have time to scold you as you do what seems natural. You latch onto my breast, suckling long and hard and with such desperation that I increase my motions between your legs in response. Shit, I'm fighting so hard to keep my composure. I shouldn't swear in front of you, sweetie, but you make Mommy feel so good that she's becoming a slut right in front of you. As my warm milk flows down your throat, I watch your throat move quickly as you have your fill. And I can't help moaning as the feeling, as I realize just how much you've grown.